This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, today it is the Meet the Intern segment. It feels like it almost ought to be a game show or something. I'm not sure. Mariah Johnston, a summer intern for the News Review, her first time on live radio. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so how long have you been here at the News Review?
This is my 7th week. I'm here for 10 weeks.
So you're 2/3 of the way through it.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you live normally?
So I'm from Elko, Nevada, but I go to school at Linfield University, and my parents live in Beaverton now, so.
And Linfield went from being a college to a university. When was that?
It was right before I transferred there, so it's very recent. They just got their master's program, so pretty big deal.
Yeah, no, I know one of the previous faculty that was there. I know some other folks that have been around Linfield for a long time. So what's your major?
Journalism and Media Studies, and I'm minoring in Anthropology.
In Anthropology?
Yeah, in Anthropology.
What is it about Anthropology? That's a combination I've not heard before. What do you like about Anthropology? We'll start there.
I just like learning about like humans in general and, you know, different cultures. I think it's really beautiful.
And why journalism?
Well, I've always had a passion for photography, and I've always really liked writing. So when I realized I could do the two of them and do it for like a long-term career, I thought, well, this is perfect for me.
So did you went to high school in Elko then?
Yeah.
And did you pick journalism there?
No, I thought I was going to be an exercise science major.
Wow, you're all over the place here.
Yeah, it's like the common college student, right?
Now, how did you land the summer internship here at the News Review?
Right, so it's through the University of Oregon, the Charles Snowden Excellence in Journalism program. And it's for all Oregon colleges that you can apply. And I just applied through Linfield. I had a professor say, you need to apply for this internship. And I was like, oh my God, okay. Because it was like a turnaround really quickly. And I applied for it and I got an interview and I made it.
And did you come down, well, your interview was down here, right?
The interview was at the University of Oregon because it's through that program there. So I had to go down to Eugene and do my interview there.
And then they basically decided to accept you, and then they told you where you were going.
Yes.
Wow. Had you ever been in Roseburg before?
No, I had not. So I came down for the first time during our spring break to meet some of the people here, and it was nice.
And what have you thought so far this summer? What kinds of things have you been working on story-wise for the paper?
Well, I think it's a great area, and I've been working on a lot of like event stories because summertime, it's kind of a poppin' little town during the summer, I think. So it's been really cool to get out in the community and talk with community members and get really involved with all these summer events here.
Now, Elko isn't a super big community, is it?
No, I would say I think it's about the size of Roseburg.
And it's pretty well known for some things.
It is.
Like?
Cowboy poetry.
And, of course, we had that at Riverbend Live last weekend, and some of the poets oftentimes come from Elko or are people that we've heard about because they perform there.
Yeah, it's a big thing there. I remember all through elementary school.
So as you've gone around this summer, you've been pretty much all around the Umpqua Valley?
Yeah, I think for the most part.
And what's been some of the funnest things to cover event-wise?
Let's see. I really like these summer festivals. Like, I had a lot of fun at the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival, for instance. That was just happened last weekend.
And what's ahead for the next 3 weeks here before you wrap it up?
I will be at Dune Fest on Thursday over in Reedsport, Winchester Bay area, and I'm really looking forward to that. And these next few weeks, just kind of doing whatever the paper needs me to do to bring some news to the community.
And what's ahead for your next school year?
I'll be a senior, so this is really the last year to have a good time and learn a lot before I head off into the professional world. A lot of journalism and anthropology classes.
And so you're still unsure exactly after graduation in a year which way you head then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you on that one.
I don't know if you can combine anthropology and journalism into a job.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. But with anthropology, there's a lot of writing, too, and stuff. So I feel like I have that experience.
Now, you mentioned liking photography. What is it about photography that's cool to you?
I just like being able to make something and make a picture that everyone can see. And I really like to capture emotions. So like when I'm out at an event and, you know, there's a family smiling and I'm able to take that picture, that just brings me a lot of joy. And to see like the family who gets to maybe see that picture too, I know it brings them a lot of joy, and it just feels good.
And so you've been working on your writing, working on your photography. What other things have you been kind of working on skill set wise?
Learning more about the Adobe Suite, which is kind of important for my job. So the staff here are just so great in helping me learn kind of everything I need to know.
So explain what that is to people that don't know.
The Adobe Suite?
Yeah.
It's just Adobe's like everything you need for kind of like media stuff. So like Lightroom for photography and like Photoshop for photo editing. I don't do Audition or anything for radio or anything, but just all that type of stuff.
So you've learned all kinds of things this summer.
Yes, and it's been really valuable.
So what's been the hardest part of being an intern?
Just kind of, well, you know, you move somewhere new, and so it kind of takes a little bit to get, you know, set in your ways and learn about the people there and kind of make connections. But, you know, I'm on week 7 now, so I feel like I've made really great connections, and I feel a lot more confident here and out in the community doing my work.
All right, Mariah Johnston, summer intern from the News Review. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.